10 years ago, the city of Racine was weathering the storm of the 2008 recession, but then the city was hit with a scandal that no one saw coming.
The police chief actually came to my house. It's probably midnight. I was sleeping. He wanted me to know that things were taking place in the mayor's house, that there was a search going on.
Well, about 12:30 in the morning, I received a call from the police chief, Kurt Wallen. Basically, it was, "Dave, this is Kurt Wallen. The mayor's been arrested, and he's in the Kenosha County Jail." I asked him what for, and was shocked by what had happened.
I got a phone call. I don't know who it was, but this individual indicated that Racine's Mayor Gary Becker was in the Kenosha County Jail. It's one of those lifetime stories that just kind of falls in your lap, and you go, "Oh boy," and you run with it.
It's the kind of thing you hope, I hope isn't true. I hope this is a mistake. I hope that something's wrong. You don't want to believe something like that.
The mayor was arrested on disturbing sex charges, and the city was facing one of its most difficult challenges in years.
Most of the aldermen were receiving multiple phone calls and emails from constituents demanding that something be done.
Whether you voted for it or not, it's our city. This is a reflection on the community. And at the time, tough unemployment situation, tougher jobs, things maybe seem to be moving in a good direction with some certain things within the community, but now you get this. You get slapped in the face with this. It's got to be hard to take, and I would imagine a number of people felt embarrassment and some probably just flat out anger.
Rob Weber called me because he'd been communicating with Gary's attorney, and he said, "I think maybe if you went and talked to Gary with his attorney, perhaps you can convince him that it's in everyone's best interest for him to resign."
I'm Ricardo Torres, reporter for the Journal Times, and this is The City, a one-episode podcast that dives into one of the most chaotic times in Racine's history.
So when something like this happens, there's a real conflict because you can't walk away from somebody that has played such an integral part in your life. On the other hand, what he did, those are very serious charges. And so I think we all at that point had to distance ourselves from him because we had to focus on what was best for the city at the time.
I've said this before, and I can't emphasize it enough, that the city was lucky to have other leadership that it did. And as we know from history, a crisis often calls out the best and everyone is left standing. And I think that's what happened in this case.
Stay tuned for the full story later this month.